partir des limos.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio. This is God's True Lifeline Ministries, and we would like to say hello to all our callers and listeners from around the world. Amen. Well, tonight we got Brother Barney. Finally, he's feeling a little bit better, and he came in tonight to share with us, so amen, glory be to God. So we're going to open up service, and then we're going to get straight to the Word tonight. Amen, and God bless. So everybody hang on tight. But while we're gone, get your Bibles, because it's very important that we have our Bible. And if you don't have your Bible, grab a pencil, write down these scriptures as he reads them. And if you have any questions or comments or prayers or testimonies at the end, don't hesitate to press number one on your keyboard, and we'll bring you up on air. God bless you, and we'll be right back. So hang on tight, everybody.
Gone up the moon,
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let us open up service. Then Barney could start sharing the true word. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. And Father God, before I even pray this prayer, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive me, Lord, if I've said anything, Lord, or done anything, Father, that was not pleasing to you, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that your grace and mercy would fall upon me in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before you tonight, Lord, and I ask in the name of Jesus, Father, for a special anointing, Lord, to be upon this radio station, to be upon the people, Father, that come in and out to hear the word of God. Father God, I also pray, Lord, that the word tonight will just plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit in you, Lord. As your word, Father God, becomes a lamp unto our feet to lead us and guide us and show us the way, Lord. May we all grow stronger and to grow better, Father, in you, Lord, in our walk with Christ, Father. In Jesus' precious holy name we pray, and we all say, amen, amen, and so be it. Praise God. And I believe, Barney, back to you. It's all about you now. Go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. Glory goes to God. Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to God's True Lifeline. God bless all our callers. And our new callers, I'd like to introduce our beliefs to you. We are non-denomination. We believe in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16. God so loved the world that he sent his Son to die for our sins on the cross. And on the third day, he is risen, and he's alive forevermore. Praise his holy name. We also believe he's coming back at the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet. And we believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we are not affiliated with any other prayer line or radio. Glory goes to God. So, as usual, I would have a lot of scriptures to use. So get your pencil, papers ready in your Bibles. And you could write down these scriptures and go over there and read it for yourself, what I'm going to share tonight. Amen. And tonight we're going to start off with Matthew chapter 7, and it goes like this. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many, the word here is many, there would be which go in thereof. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. We come to your throne of mercy by the blood of the Lamb and Christ, our Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And we praise you and we worship you and we adore you, Father God. We ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you would give us knowledge, wisdom, guidance, and understanding of your word. And that you would take over, Father God. Anoint every ears and eyes to see and to hear. And Father God, prepare our hearts to receive your word. And Lord, let your word be planted in our hearts and let it grow. And let us apply your word to ourselves. And let us grow in your word. And let it bring forth much fruit for your kingdom, for your power, for your glory, that you would be well pleased. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we ask and we pray and we thank you, Father God. Amen and amen. Amen. Jesus said, this is the words of Jesus Christ, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in through it. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life. And few there be that find it. And I'm going to read 14 again. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few are those that find it. And those that do, glory goes to God. And thank God for it. Amen. Verse 15. Beware of false prophet which come to you in sheep's clothing. Because inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. So this is a good tree. Only a good tree can bring forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. So can a corrupted tree bring forth good fruit? This is the words of the Creator that is saying this. It is impossible for a corrupt tree to bring forth good fruit. It ain't going to happen. And if we read in Genesis, even it says every tree brings forth fruit of its own kind, whatever it is. So a good tree could only bring forth good fruit, and a corrupt tree would bring forth evil fruit. Verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. No matter how you try to cover it up, lie, make it look good, or whatever, it is still corrupted, it is still evil. And good fruit is still good fruit, no matter what, it is still good fruit. Amen. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, so I'm going to read it again. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. So the tree that does not bring forth good fruit is chopped right down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So the Lord is talking about good fruit and bad fruit, and the tree that brings forth bad fruit and does not bring forth good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. And then he said, not everyone that calls me Lord. So this is a person that is professing he's a Christian and professing Jesus Christ as his Lord. So not everyone who calls him Lord shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But then he gives us an explanation. He that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, only those who do the Father's will in heaven will enter the kingdom of God. Amen. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Now, some of you have been a Christian for a long time. How many people out there do you know that this scripture, verse 22, could apply? Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in that name? Have you heard a lot of people say they're Christians and prophesy in his name? Yes, we all did. And in thy name has cast out devils. And in thy name has done many wonderful works. We all seen that. But look what verse 23 says. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me. Now, why is the Lord telling them, depart from me, because I never knew you? You that work iniquity. In other words, their fruit is evil and corrupted. There's no repentance in them. But yet they profess Jesus Christ as their Lord. They profess they are Christians. They prophesy in his name. They've done many works in his name. But they themselves are not converted. They're not born again. And by the way, iniquity means lawless, without the law of God, without the word of God, without his commandments. Therefore, they are also disobedience to his word. Amen. He's not looking for people that do miracles. He's looking for people that obeys him and does the will of his Father. Amen. Verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. So those who hear the word of God is not only a hearer, but he says those who do them. If you hear the word of God and you do the word of God and obey God, do his will, Jesus says, I liken him unto a wise man who built his house upon the rock. What is the rock? He is the rock. That is the foundation. He is the foundation. And that's what we all need to build on, upon his word and obey God. Amen. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not. This is the house that was built upon the word and the will of God. And when the storms came and tribulations, the house did not fall, for it was founded upon a rock. And don't forget, Jesus Christ is a rock. So the house was built and founded upon the rock. 26. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, those who do not obey the word of God, they do not obey Jesus Christ, who they call Lord. This is what he's going to say now in verse 26. Shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. No foundation. Not the rock. They did not build upon him, upon his word and his will. They built upon the sand. Verse 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, and he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Amen. So God says what he means, and he means what he says. And yes, we are saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Luke 13:23 says, then said one unto him, Lord, are they few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. So the disciples are asking him, after Jesus Christ gave him a sermon, a parable, then, Lord, if that's the way it is, there must be only few that might be saved. And this is what he said in verse 24, Luke 13, 24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. So he's telling the disciples, strive to enter at the straight gate, the narrow way, because many will seek to get in, but they shall not. They cannot enter in. Amen. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourself. Surely you know that Jesus is among you. If not, you have failed the test of genuine faith. Amen. So when we read the word, we got to apply the word to ourselves and see if we line up with the word, if we are obedient to his word, if we are the children of obedience, if we are the will of God. And that's what 2 Corinthians 3:15 says. Examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Is your faith lined up with the word of God? A person could have faith in a rock, in a piece of rock, and think it's their lucky rock. And they pray on that rock, and they think they have faith in it. You could have faith in a lot of things. Some people have faith in their cars or whatever they might have faith in. But what he's saying here, examine yourself if your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the word of God, if your faith is in the will of God, test yourself. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, 19, 20 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these things: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So, if there's a Christian out there that professes Jesus Christ and professes they are Christians, but these things in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, we need to examine ourselves and see if our faith is upon the true rock and the true foundation. And if these things are in our lives, then we need to correct that. We need to put our faith in the true rock and be in the will of God, and not self-willed, but a servant of God. Amen? And I'm going to read these. That was in the King James. I'm going to read these in the NLT version, because some of those words are hard to understand. So this will be easier to understand. And this way we cannot say, well, we didn't know, because now you know. And once you know, you are accounted for it. Amen? Galatians 5, 19, 21. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear: sexual immorality, impurity, lustful desires or pleasures, idolatry. Idolatry is loving anything more than God or putting anything before God, which is also a form of spiritual idolatry. Sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, divisions, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. These are the things we need to examine ourselves and see if we are in the Word and in the will of God. Amen. Matthew 7, 21 to 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in that name, in your name, and in your name has cast out devils, but in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. And what we read earlier, just a minute ago, that's the work of iniquity, lawless. And anybody who works iniquity or is lawless shall not enter the kingdom of God. And this is not my word. This is the word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Amen. Matthew 7, 16 said, you shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Amen. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So if you're going to call the Lord, call him your Lord. What he's saying, you have to make him the Lord of your life. He has to be the Lord of your life. You cannot truly be self-willed and make Jesus Christ your Lord. It doesn't work that way. To make Jesus Christ your Lord, you have to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. And this is why he says, so why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? Luke 13:7. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, this tree, 3 years I came seeking fruit of this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why timbereth it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it does not bear fruit, well, if it not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. So it's like the Lord saying, and I gave them time to repent, and they repented not. This scripture is telling us exactly that. Amen. Is there evidence in our lives that we are followers of Christ? If we're going to examine ourselves, then we have to check the evidence. If there is evidence that we are followers of Christ, well, how do we do that? Well, let's go to John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen. If you're going to call him Lord, you have to be a servant to the Lord. And in order to do that, you have to hear his voice. And you have to be obedient to what he is saying. And this is why he said, my sheep knows my voice, and I know them. But remember, the lawless ones, he did not know. But here he's saying, and I know them, and they follow me. Amen? There's a difference when his sheep hears his voice, and the Lord knows his sheep, and they follow him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. One cannot say they know him and does not keep his commandments. But whosoever keepeth his word in him truly is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And that's how we know when we examine ourselves, if we know him, because his love is perfected in us and we keep his word. Amen. So then you guys might say, well, Brother Barney, where's the love? We know what you're saying and understand what you're saying, but it's a little harsh. So where's the love? Well, here's the love right here in 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him, that begot loving him also, that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep his commandments. Amen. So how do we know about the love of God? Because he lives in us and God is love. And this is, it says in verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep his commandments. So if somebody's going to say because they love the children of God, in order to be, to love the children of God, it's telling us we have to love God first and keep his commandments. In other words, we're a liar. If we say we love the children of God and do not keep his commandments, then we're liars. Amen? Verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So if we say we love God and we love the children of God, then we have to keep his commandments. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Amen. And in order to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be a follower of Christ, you have to obey his commandments. Amen. And 1 Peter chapter 2 says like this, wherefore laying aside malice and all guile and hypocrisies, envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word. The word is spiritual. So as newborn babies, we have to desire the sincere milk of the spiritual word of God that you may grow thereby. Amen. So be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Amen. And you could only do this, what I just read, by being in the Spirit and following Christ. And that's the only way you could follow Christ, by being in the Spirit and by obeying his word. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Those that believe in him, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at his word, being disobedient, wherein also they were appointed. Amen. So the children of obedient, the ones that know him, are in the will of God, keep his word, and walk with him in fellowship with him, to them he is precious. But the children of disobedient, they stumble at the word. And it is a rock of offense. They get offended in the word. When you share a scripture of obedience to them, they get offended in the word. Why? The scripture tells us why in verse 8. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at his word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Amen. And that word appointed, it was meant for them from the beginning to be the way they are. It was appointed for them to be children of disobedient, non-repentant, and they do not have the love of the truth. Colossians chapter 1, I'll start at verse 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before, in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doeth also in you. So the word of the gospel, the true gospel, the word of truth, if you have the truth, then it should bring forth fruit. It should show forth the fruit. Amen. Since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned of Ephesus, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and the desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. So we are supposed to be filled with the knowledge of his will, with wisdom, and to have spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being faithful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that's how you increase in the knowledge of God. Amen. I'm changing my page here. Give me a second. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. And all things were created by him and for him. Amen. Oh. Okay. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, and by to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that are sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through the dead, to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. You continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoices in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ, and my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Even the mystery which had been hid from the ages, from generations, but now is made manifested to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory of this ministry among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of his glory, whom he preached, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ. Whereunto I also labored, striving according to his working, which worketh in me. Amen. So what Paul is saying here, it is the will of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of God, that does the work in us and through the power of the Holy Spirit when we hear the gospel, the word of God, and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And if it has an effect in you, you should be changed. You should be a new creature. You need to be converted. You need to be born again. And this is what the gospel does to one person. Therefore, this is the reason why a corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Amen. So when you're out there and you ask people, do you know Jesus? Have you heard of Jesus Christ? Do you know him? Most people would say, yes, I know him. But the main question really is, that should be asked, does Jesus knows you? That's really the important matter. Does Jesus Christ know you? Will Jesus say to you, depart from me, for I know you not? Or will he say what is said in Matthew 25:23? His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Jesus Christ did not tell his disciples, go into all the world and tell them to quote a few verses and that they will be saved. What Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of this earth age. Amen. So Jesus Christ did not tell his disciples, pack them up in the church or wherever you are on the street or when you go witnessing, give them a few verses to repeat and then they are saved. He is saying, make disciples out of them. Teach them to observe all things. He's telling them to do what Jesus Christ himself had taught his disciples. Be obedient to the word of God and seek the will of God. And by doing so, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is supposed to convert us, and we are supposed to be born again, new creatures in Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory goes to God. Nancy, back to you.
Well, amen, and God bless you, Barney. It was a blessing of a word, Chichester. It was very good. Praise God. We give God the glory for his true wisdom and his knowledge pouring out and intervening in us tonight. So, amen. Amen. Glory goes to God. I just want to say this. If anybody has a prayer or a testimony or a question about what was read tonight, please press number one, and I will bring you up on air. And, you know, you could ask away. Or ask for prayer. I'll be more than welcome to pray for y'all tonight. So, Barney, you know, you said something that caught my eye, that we need to examine. We need to examine ourselves. And that if we are going to follow Christ, we cannot walk in the flesh, because the flesh will not allow us to be fully 100% in our walk in the, with the Lord. It would be easier for us to walk in spirit. But now, meaning that we live in such a sinful world, in such a temptation of a world, it's very difficult to be in spirit too. But the only way that we can actually walk in spirit, if we truly, truly focus on God and truly pray and worship and read our word and remain focused on the Lord, and allow his wisdom and knowledge to actually intervene and plant a seed in us daily, and not to make that type of excuse to say, well, we can't pray, or wait a minute, I forgot to read my Bible, or it's very difficult for me to be in the presence of God because of my surroundings and the people that are surrounding me, the people that are around me. We just keep making excuses not to. But if we start making excuses to do it, we would be better off, and it would be a lot more easier, and then we would learn how to walk in spirit and not in flesh. And then our walk with Christ would be a little bit more easier to bear. We would know and understand what we must face ahead of us. But then we also would understand and know, because the Lord is with us through every step of the way. Amen. And that he will carry us through. And yes, we're going to hit some rocks. We're going to hit some hindrance and confusion and storms and a bunch of challenges as we go through. But we know that we have this hope. There is hope, and we have this hope because Jesus gave us this hope, that when we do have this hope, when we truly believe in that, we can walk with Christ and bear much easier. Amen. That's
Amen.
Basically what I wanted
Amen.
To say.
Well, doesn't the scripture says there is none that is good, there is none that is holy, there is none that is righteous, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? It says that, right? But when the gospel comes to a person and they hear the gospel, what we read tonight, there's different trees. A good tree brings forth good fruit, but a bad tree, corrupted tree, could only bring forth evil fruit. So when one hears the gospel, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, it takes a hold of their life, and they're truly born again, they don't care no longer for the things of the world. They only want to seek the things of above, and they want to please God, and they want to be transformed in their mind, and that is to put on the mind of Christ, which is to have the godly wisdom, what we read tonight. One cannot say there are Christians and followers of Christ, even if they've done miracles and they've done preached the gospel to the whole world, if they still have iniquity in them, lawlessness, and the deeds of the flesh in them, then they are not converted. I'm not saying mistakes. Mistakes is one thing. But as a way of life, they are not converted. They're still in the world, carnal-minded. They follow the world and the flesh. But yet, they said a few verses, somebody gave them the sinner's prayer, they packed the building and said, wow, there was 50 people that were saved tonight, but they know nothing of the gospel. They never heard the true gospel. They was not converted. And that's not what Jesus said. Go give them a few verses and pack them in like sardines and count because there's more people added to the building. That's not the true gospel. The true gospel is supposed to convert a person, and they're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They're supposed to be born again, and the works does not save us. The works says because one is saved, that means the Holy Spirit is working through them, and they're seeking God's will, and that person is doing God's will, and the Holy Spirit, God is working through them and in them. And that is the results of the gospel. That is the true born-again Christian. But if one says, well, look, I'm doing all these great works, but they still have iniquity in them, that's not what Jesus asks. The works doesn't save a person. They have to be converted. No. It starts from within. It starts with you. It starts with you, and let God work in you and through you.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
It sure Amen. Does. Praise God. We're not saved by our works. We're not saved by the things that we do for the Lord. Just because we're servants, you know, what we're doing right now, this is not going to get us to heaven. This is not going to prove ourselves right with the Lord. What it does is, actually, it basically helps us come to God It helps us grow stronger into God. It helps us get right with God. And this here is what is going to help us prove ourselves to God to be righteous and pure and worthy enough to be with him in heaven and his throne. Amen. 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 Praise God.
If one thinks they're going to be saved because they're feeding the homeless ham sandwiches and that's going to save them, it's like an orange tree going to a pineapple and grabbing the pineapple and putting them on the orange tree. But Jesus said, a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. So what is the good fruit? The good fruit is the work of the Holy Spirit, and this is how we could judge them, by their fruit, whether it is spiritual or whether it is worldly. Judge them by their fruit.
Praise God. We have a caller. I want to bring him on because we only got a few more minutes. 346-714. You're on the air. God bless you, caller.
Amen. God bless you. Well, I got all of it in a different way that, I mean, they want to be in the world, but there's no happiness in the world. They got to give themselves fully to God. And that's
right.
The only thing that will bring happiness. So God bless you. I know you only got a few minutes in the air, so that's all I wanted to say. God bless you. It was
God bless you, Marie. We still got a few minutes. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Barney.
Amen, Marie. Thank you for that comment. And yes, if a person is not in the Spirit, in the Word of God, in the will of God, there is no peace. There is no joy. That only comes from being fellowship with Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you, Marie.
Amen.
God bless you. Nancy, there is a woman on Instagram. She looks very sick. She's in the hospital, and her name is Sophia. And they're asking for prayers. If you could lift her up.
Amen.
Her name is that. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she looks very serious. She's a young lady, and her name is Sophia.
Well, amen. We'll put her on the prayer list too. Let us pray for her in Jesus' name. And we just want to come before you, Lord. And Father, we want to thank you, Father, for this word, Lord, that we received tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord, that your word, Father, will plant the seed of good fruit, Lord, that we may bear good fruit in you, Father, and that we all learn, Father, to walk in spirit and not in flesh, Lord. Father, I lift up Sophia to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray right now, Father God, that, Lord, that you will put your hands upon her, Father, and, Lord, that she will have that healing, Father God, from the top down to the soles of her feet, inside and out, Lord, may she be washed clean in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord, that all tonight will receive what was given by you, Father God. Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, no one will leave empty-handed, Father, but will just know and be filled, Father, with your word, Father, and your blessings in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray tonight that you will lead and guide each and every soul on this line. And I pray tonight, Father, that your will, Lord, will be done upon Sophie, this ministry, and all your congregation, Father God. We thank you, Father, for tonight. And we praise you, worship you, and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Barney, we want to tell you thank you. God bless you for sharing that word. It was awesome. And I want to just give our announcements. We will be here Tuesday night to give the Watchman Report, so please come on in. Hear the word of God as we give the news from around the world. We're here every Tuesday and every Friday at 11 o'clock Central Time, so please don't forget that timing. If you're following us on Instagram, just pray with faith. Follow me, and you will see all the posts. I want to say God bless everybody. I love you all in the love of the Lord, and I'm going to say good night. Barney, you'd like to say good night to everybody?
Amen. Glory goes to God. I also just want to say real quickly, because I see all over the news and Instagram, and everybody's saying Donald Trump is going to save America. Well, nobody could save America. Only God could save America. And in Psalms 146:3, it says, put not your trust in prince nor in the son of in man and human, in whom there is no help. And Psalms 118:8, it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. Amen. And Isaiah 2:22, stop trusting in mere humans, but trust in God. Only God could help America. So we need to pray for God's grace and mercy on America and pray for our leaders. Amen. I want to thank everybody for joining us. God bless you all. And I want to leave you with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Good night, you all, and God bless you. Amen.
Good night, everybody.
You know.